welcome, everyone. My name's George. I'll be the host of this podcast. And some of these are blogs, and they will eventually be in a book called Grace Matters, Thoughts on God's Amazing Life in Us. I want to thank my producer, Josh. Well, Josh is actually my son, Josh Gafka. And we want to start right now. Let me start by stating the purpose for these podcasts. I want myself, and I would like us, to better understand the meaning of grace and how that grace affects our lives. I believe the more we understand grace, the better we can therefore live by grace. I'm going to make a distinction when I talk about grace between grace and love. Grace is God's action in our lives that come from God's love, which is God's essence. So we have the scripture that tells us God is love, and then we have the action that says, for by grace we are saved. God's grace is always at work in our lives. So, therefore, let me read to you from 2 Peter, where Peter says simply this, I don't want you to be carried away by all sorts of errors, but I'd like you to grow in grace and in knowledge. So I hope that during these podcasts, we will explore both the knowledge, the feelings, and the grace of God working in our lives. God's character and life in us is what Jesus was and is all about. And grace conveys that to us in ways that at least I need to better understand. So we sing songs about grace. We sing like Grace Alone, God of Grace and God of Glory. We sing about grace greater than our sin and that very well-known hymn, Amazing Grace. We say grace at meals, but do we know how powerful, how boundless and unlimited that grace really is? Or have we taken it for granted or not tried to understand it even more fully? Let me put it this way. God is the universe's greatest lover, pursuing God's beloved creation to the ends of the earth. And even the psalmist says, where possibly could I flee from God? There's no place that's too far. There's no place that's too dark. Augustine once said, God made us for himself in such a way that there is restlessness in our hearts until we find that lover of our souls. So let me sum up grace this way. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And then Paul concludes, and God was not keeping score of our sins. You can read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So listen, at a pinpoint of time in history, the God of all eternity took up dwelling with humanity. God came in time so that you and I could live in eternity. Paul wrote to Timothy, his friend, he said, we've nothing to do with this. Salvation by grace was God's idea from the beginning. It was a gift prepared for us in Jesus long before we knew anything about it. And Paul says in the book of Ephesians, left to itself, humanity would have remained spiritually dead and in darkness after the fall. But Scripture assures us that God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. I want to explore a more robust meaning of grace throughout these podcasts and how grace affects the unbeliever as well as the believer. Where is grace in our everyday life? How is grace present in our suffering? How does grace win out in the end? What is God doing in believers and unbelievers? These and other issues of grace will be addressed. So I hope that you will join me in the weeks to come so that we can talk about God's grace.